This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm Emily Mai. Arizona electric vehicle drivers will start to see more charging stations along major freeways in the next 2 years. The state is one of the first in the country to have a plan to expand EV chargers approved by the Federal Highway Administration. Cronkite News' Autria Maneshny reports on what this approval means.
The Arizona Department of Transportation will have immediate access to $11 million and will get another $16 million in October. That money will be used to upgrade and develop EV charging stations along Interstate Highways 8, 10, 15, 17, and 19. These highways are known as the Alternative Fuel Corridor and account for more than 20% of all vehicle miles traveled in Arizona. Diane Brown is the executive director for the Arizona Public Interest Research Group Education Fund. She says this plan can help reduce range anxiety.
Poll after poll has highlighted that many Arizonans and many Americans are really interested in purchasing an electric vehicle, however, have concerns if they will be able to get from point A to point B.
ADOT's plan has several goals, but the main one is to develop electric vehicle charging infrastructure that is resilient, accessible, equitable, and reliable. Brown says this approval is a step to make sure the state gets there.
The ADOT plan really provides an opportunity to make sure that our state is well positioned to reap the benefits of transportation electrification from an economic, an air quality, and a public health perspective.
ADOT will begin upgrading current stations next spring. New stations will start being installed the following year. Each charging station will be no more than 50 miles apart whenever possible. The money comes through the Bipartisan Infrastructure Investments and Jobs Act that Congress passed last year. Autria Maneshny, Cronkite News.
Arizona motorcyclists will soon be able to go between lanes of traffic to get to the front of the line at a stoplight. This is called lane filtering, and it was signed into law by the governor in March. The law will go into effect this Saturday. Motorcyclists can do this as long as they are not going faster than 15 miles per hour, and the road they are on has a speed limit of 45 miles per hour or slower. The primary owner of the Phoenix Suns and the Phoenix Mercury has started the process for selling both franchises. Robert Sarver's move comes just over a week after the NBA suspended him over workplace misconduct. An independent report commissioned by the NBA found Sarver repeatedly used racist speech and had hostile behavior towards employees. Sarver has been suspended from the NBA for a year and must pay a maximum fine of $10 million. Certain books on school shelves won't be found after a new law takes effect September 24th in Arizona. The law bans books in classrooms that refer students to sexually explicit material, specifically sexual conduct, sexual excitement, or ultimate sexual acts. Teachers are uncertain with what can and cannot be taught, according to Gael Esposito, a lobbyist at the state capitol who works on education policy.
We're very concerned about the impact that this incredibly vague bill language would have on teachers and on students who are trying to access not just, you know, new materials that reflect their perspectives, but also materials that have been utilized in classrooms for a long time.
Cronkite News reached out to Representative Jake Hoffman. He sponsored the bill, but he did not respond to request for comment. However, Hoffman did speak during a hearing on the bill about its importance.
This bill is about protecting kids from sexually explicit material. We need them learning math, reading, writing, and other incredibly important educational materials that will help prepare them for a vibrant and prosperous future, not worrying about sexually explicit material.
The ban has teachers worried about the consequences if they do assign a book that goes against the law. They could face fines, lose their jobs, or their certifications. We had help today from Olivia Dulles, and special thanks to Atria Maneshny, who produced our show. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News to Go. I'm Emily Mai.